Today's topic is on happiness and dopamine. Chemical happiness. Okay.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Okay.
Just wow. Silent the rest of the... Let's just have a...
someone commented that they downloaded the audio so they could isolate my nasal whistling. And you know, you might think that I would be embarrassed by the nasal whistling and breathing, but when I was watching The Sopranos, Tony Soprano does... Or James Gandolfini does that while he's just kind of walking around. And I think it indicated poor health due to his early passing. But it also calmed me. And when I was younger, I would try to do that on purpose. Because
really?
I found it so like relaxing. I found it soothing. So now to know that my body's just doing it for me is a gift from God.
And by the way, if you are, you just think this is like, you can hear the breathing. I mean, you see the microphone is probably, you know, like a couple inches away from this. If you're around Eric IRL in real life, this extends like the sound waves of his breathing extend, I would say about, he probably has like a 9-foot radius around him where you can kind of hear the nasal breathing. And
it's like when you walk
kind of
into
a
like
calm...
a boss's cavern, you know, like video game sound, like an area sound.
Yeah,
you
right.
Yeah. Hear that before you see Eric.
If you're playing like a stealth game where you gotta hide from the boss so you can, you know, whatever, get away with not doing work. Yeah, the breathing is the indicator.
Video game where Eric's trying to snatch your burritos.
He's near.
Oh man, yeah. Let's retire. Let's stop it with the burrito shit, man. Like, not funny.
I had a great burrito, but all right.
Oh, I did too. I've had I've had two great burritos this week.
That's amazing.
Well, one with Nate, that was put onto the Instagram.
Yeah.
And where did you have a burrito, Jack?
Ursula's.
Delicious.
Ursula's house, in Bedford-Stuyvesant. Quite delicious burrito. Mm-hmm. So then, I did want to, I know it's a bit early in the podcast, but I did want to get deep in on this topic, really deep, concerning the
right,
deep,
right.
In a way that's just, all right, so the breathing calming you, I just think it's interesting how a lot of things that give us dopamine and give us happiness are things that are leading us closer to rejoining with the great beyond. You see what I'm saying? It's just
you're
about
saying
everything.
You're saying that my labored breathing, which indicates maybe poor heart health and poor respiratory function.
Pulmonary disease
and likely very high blood pressure.
No.
That actually is calming me and people around me. So once again, lady... justice is, or whatever, the one with the scales. The scales are constantly being leveled.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You
know what I'm saying? No matter what it is. There's just such a great balance to the universe that makes me say, dap up the creator. Thank you for making this shit make sense.
And dap up the laws of thermodynamics as well. Dap those up as well.
In such an implausible existence...
And yet it's the
There's
only
so
thing
much
that's
logic.
Plausible because it's all that
right.
exists around us is what I'm saying.
Right.
And you
right.
walking around basically operating at a 24/7 death rattle style breathing is a beautiful reminder.
Have you guys ever heard a death rattle in person?
I heard a close call one, on
I've heard it.
Island.
I've heard that shit.
Well, you've heard it. You've induced it.
Right, I put someone into
you
a
get
death
it.
Rattle.
Do you sex hit a death rattle if you're like sniped in the fucking forehead, or is it just when did the death rattle happen? Like if you're just kind of going slowly in hospital, that's when I imagine.
No,
it.
If your spine, if your brainstem is
the central nervous system.
You know what I mean, severed or something. Yeah. If the central nervous system is fucked up, then no, your body just shuts down immediately, like a computer being unplugged from what I can remember from my studies. But if if that shit's intact, then yeah, your body's gonna try to keep you alive. You know what I'm saying? And so, and it's
Nate,
just
let's
failing.
Hear what,
it's so sweet.
Nate,
the death rattle is so
death
sweet.
Rattle?
It's trying to stay alive.
Nate, my, one rattle? Mine would be, I can only give you a short snippet of it, but just know that this would last. It would last like days. You know, like it's not gonna be just a rattle. It's gonna be like a prolonged. Like, people are gonna be like just trying to like is he like I think he should die. You know, like I think he should go.
Yeah, his vitals have
too
stopped.
Long.
His vitals stopped a week ago. He's in the casket, but he's still vibrating.
Yeah. I'm like underground, like
fucking annoying. Trying to listen to music.
this would be my death rattle.
Yeah, that's a good
go on,
people, idea.
My family starts crying.
Yeah. He's alive still. No, he's not. He said that this would happen.
Nah, this is the end. Wow, hilarious.
I would be perfectly happy to do a full episode, zero talking, just beatboxing.
We should absolutely do it.
Yes, oh my god. EDM.
Show it to me, Rachel.
That's a good
one.
Show
it to me. What is that?
That's that new TikTok. Or that's about a year old. You seen that shit where the mom is like thinks that Jesus is the daughter goes like, "Mom, they found Jesus outside of Ohio and something," and she immediately starts crying and she goes, "Show it to me, Rachel." You haven't
we
seen
need
this?
To have a Tosh.0 style show where you don't show clips, you just kind of describe.
Just break down viral.
Have you guys
videos.
Seen this?
Medieval Tosh.0.
Nah. Have you guys seen this?
The campfire Tosh.0.
That's a bit funny. So all of these things that we're talking about, you see the laughter, you see the physical smile on my face if you're watching the video. You are seeing a flood of dopamine hitting the receptors in real time. You think that this is just all spiritual, all fun? No, this shit's chemical. This shit is a science, okay?
Yeah.
Speaking of
happiness
chemical,
is a science.
Should we get into the breakdown of what dopamine kind of does for the body? Because I know a lot of people are high school dropouts who listen to this.
I got it.
And might have not had that, you know, that deep level
of anatomy,
chemistry 307 chemistry, right? In college that we had. So dopamine is a chemical that's produced in a brain, okay, in the brain. And it plays a role in these functions: motivation, mood, movement, and memory. And they're all starts with the letter M. Interesting. And I don't think that's a coincidence. Etymology of these things.
Yeah, and you're trying to figure out what that coincidence is, but it definitely is.
It's there.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can't not recognize that there is a coincidence there. So motivation.
I'll just put it down like this, okay? Dopamine is what is the tactic that our brain uses to keep us alive, healthy, happy, having sex, right? And procreating, keeping the bloodline going. You see what I'm saying? If it weren't for dopamine, we'd all be on the fucking bed just rotting to death, which is what I've never done. Dopamine gets us up. It gets us going to the club. It gets us wanting to chat with beautiful ladies or men or whatever you're interested in. And
so,
then you marry that
person,
and then you have children. And
Knocked
then guess
up.
What? Human being race gets to stay alive for another generation after that baby comes out.
Yep. I feel a deal. Why do I feel a Joy Tactics X Nature Channel explanation of the universe?
Well, because you've been looking at my Google Calendar and seeing all my meetings with Discovery Channel.
That's right. And I've been seeing you've been going on my Google, looking on my Indeed.com recent searches and seeing my Washington, D.C. metropolitan area job applications to National Discovery, or whatever it's called.
And does everybody here know that I used to work for Discovery?
Nate and I do, yeah.
Before it was a mega corporation merger. Right,
when it was a mom and pop sort of muffins, channel.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I did.
Is there, you guys want to know where we got to go and really make somebody pay? I don't even know if I... No, I don't even want to put this on the
podcast. Adonde. Adonde.
I don't want to dox them, but there is a barbecue restaurant that made the biggest mistake of their life yesterday. It's in New York. I'm not going to...
Is it Dino?
No, no,
BBQ?
You don't know it. You don't know it. It's not Dino. That's the most ethical company in the world. But they had an amazing opportunity. This blows my mind. They had an amazing opportunity to make the business collaboration of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime. How did that?
I've been making cognitive mistakes that are concerning, and it's almost like my computer needs to be updated because the equations that are into it are so high. I am like a Charizard, and I don't have the gym badges yet to handle my own brain. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. That's a good one. That's all of us. You know that's all of us, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Venusaur. Or no, I'm Blastoise. Yeah. Nate, you're definitely Venusaur.
Nate, you're Alakazam, and, bro.
Yeah, of course.
Realistically.
Alakazam. I just know that fucking creature has mental issues.
Well, that's the curse, yeah. Oh, trust me, right. You can't bend a spoon.
He's a very powerful magician, but he has dementia.
Yeah, that's it. He has early onset dementia, but he can bend spoons with his mind.
He also looks old as fuck. Yeah, right.
He looks like a weird
Okay, but back to the barbecue restaurant. What did they do to your ass, dude?
Well, I went to them with a business proposal. I said, I can change your entire life. I could change your whole business. I can make you guys more money than you've ever seen in your entire life on one condition. You give me a job here. And they said, okay, we'll call you on Friday. Well, guess what, dude? They didn't.
What?
And I don't know. I mean, my first instinct was to call 911 because I thought.
Well, what was the proposition, dude?
The proposition was that I invented a new business where I go up to tables and ask people what they want to eat, and then I punch it into a POS system. It's a POS is a new thing that I'm inventing. But
right,
it's basically
right.
No, you do, well, yeah. Point of, well, I can't say what the S is for, but it's very secret. But yeah, and maybe they're too stupid or ignorant or purely evil to have not understood how smart I am. But yeah, first I'm gonna walk in there, take everybody's pulse, make sure everybody's healthy, and then they better hope they're not healthy. Uh huh. Because if
did
I find
you really
out
go in, Jack? And do this?
Yes, I did, and I gave them my resume, which is very.
Where was the place? Have we all been there together recently?
No, we haven't. I don't think you've ever.
So
been
hold
place.
On, I.
You.
So you went into this place and said, "I'm gonna. I have a new thing where I can check people's heart rate and
what
use a something that already does exist in the world.
Jack went in and applied to be a waiter
at this spot.
Mm-hmm. And they said, hell no.
That's a very that's a very layman's way to explain it. technically.
Bruh. So, okay. First of all, you don't need to be working at a little bottom of the barrel barbecue restaurant. If you want to work in food, dude, you didn't ask for my fucking hookups and connections, that's your first mistake.
Yeah,
to the New York food scene, that's your first mistake to not come to me.
Really,
first.
Dude? Well, hold on a second. Go to Instagram.com right now.
I don't look at that anymore.
All right. Well, then get your assistant to. And go and tell me I'm not plugged into the New York food scene and restaurant scene. Go to Russian Samovar Instagram account. See who they follow.
Do they follow you?
Yeah.
Oh.
They do, man. Before you make fun of me for not being plugged in, that's the type
I'm
of connections I have.
Not making fun of you, dude. I'm trying to help you, yeah.
All right, well just watch out,
yeah,
man.
No restaurants follow me yet.
Well, that's because you're a competitor. Why would you follow a competitor?
Man, okay.
Alcoholic
bullion
cubes.
So we're
going to
get you... Well, I think you should be a bartender.
Oh, you think I should start telling people... You said a bud tender?
Yes.
Well, I don't need to be any of that shit. I'm only specifically doing barbecue because I have a plan to... You know what I'm saying?
An expertise.
I'm not just needing a restaurant job, dumbass.
I like that. You're narrowing down. You're focusing on a niche first. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's smart.
Well, my ideas are insane. How many minutes into this podcast are we? Deep enough to start revealing
a
little bit of secrets?
Start revealing the secrets.
Okay,
biatch.
Great. Well, for one, you guys know Liquid Death, right? Okay. They made a way that makes people okay with being hydrated without feeling...
Like a loser?
Like a loser, yeah. So what I'm saying is... How about one a day vitamins where they're shaped like OxyContin and they come in Oxy prescription bottles? Okay.
Oh.
But it's just regular.
Oh,
like
making vitamins dangerous.
That's right. Make vitamins dangerous again. Like, what are you holding right there? That's a ginger shot.
This made me think of a
core potency sea buckthorn shot.
What the fuck is
this
that?
This is amazing.
That's a thorn that was in a deer.
If you know, you know, okay?
And list off the ingredients in that for me, Eric. What is in that?
In Spanish.
Natural orange juice, pineapple juice, sea buckthorn juice. That's where you get the real nutrients.
What the
lemon
fuck is
juice,
that? The baobab, juice of a sea buckthorn?
Baobab powder. Oh, you know about baobab trees, right?
What is that?
I thought it was a baobab tree.
That's kind of Portuguese style tree. I feel like a lot of those type of trees
are
found.
Such a great knowledge of different trees. It's outstanding. But you.
Well, I haven't brought it up yet. I don't want to scare people.
So, sea buckthorn can act as a blood thinner, causing bleeding. It may also cause low blood sugar. Yeah, it has a lot of negative interactions. Combining it with blood thinning drugs or supplements could raise your risk of blood related emergencies.
This is gonna kill you, Eric.
So I shouldn't take Advil after taking that?
Please do not. God, do not.
You need to cut out the Advil, man.
No, man, it's good. I take it with my fucking vitamin C every morning. Vitamin C for Advil.
You put it in like a cereal mixture with some.
I blend
whole
it up
milk
into a smoothie
with skim milk.
Skim milk and
the liquid gel. It's like blue
vanilla protein powder.
Oh, bring back skim
protein.
I feel like
powder, and
we should really
liquid gel Advil.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Jello. The alcoholic.
Okay, so
Advils. Alcoholic
all
Advil.
All these things that we're talking about. Alcoholic Advil. Damn. What, the Bacardi fucking Advil?
The white rum.
Advil white rum. You'd have to take so many pills. Haven't you wanted to just like take a handful of pills?
Right.
You know how you see in the cartoons?
Of course.
Like, throw them in your mouth. If you had a beer, like the amount. Okay, pills. Hold up. The amount of pills that you would have to take to constitute a entire beer would be a lot. You know, so you'd really be having to throw them fuckers in your
mouth.
Well,
Nate, you're missing
that would be fun.
Yes, but you're missing what's so wonderful about pills is you can put substance concentrate within it. So you can put, you know, 1,000 proof
one
alcohol
beer
in
a pill. Of one pill?
Yes,
wow.
That level of alcohol.
Science hasn't gotten there yet. I refuse to believe that.
Come
we
over.
We need to figure out
later.
What... This is my restaurant pitch, and by the way, my dope. This is all circling back to dopamine and feeling good chemicals. But if we had a restaurant, maybe sort of like a banh mi restaurant. That's yes, there's food. Oh, but we don't serve alcohol, right? So people are initially turned off. But what we do have is pills that you can take. So at the beginning of the meal, you take an Oxy.
Whoa.
30 minutes in, you're popping a damn. You know, 800 milligram
relaxer,
ibuprofen, a muscle relaxer. At the end of the meal, you're hitting. Can you imagine if we could just, you could just feel that shit for 20 minutes and then press a button, it flushes your blood. Next.
Oh.
That would be hella fun.
I didn't realize that.
Well,
was
you know,
we
could open
we had to
a spot like this if we all moved to Mexico.
Right, with the pharmacy.
Why are
the
we? I think pharmacia. we should move to fucking Mexico.
Nate, I know, dude. Can I tell you something, dude?
What? Please.
I did. I moved
you,
to Mexico.
You are in Mexico right now?
Yeah.
You're in Guadalajara right now?
I am in Guadalajara right now, six stories underground with a fake light coming through my window to lead people off the scent. But yeah, this process has already begun. Let's just say, yeah.
You started a crypto farm like 8 years too late in a basement in Guadalajara.
I started a RuneScape gold farming community where a bunch of us are in here trying to sell online products.
Yeah.
I was actually looking into crypto farming. Go ahead.
No. Recently. Just one of our enemies is playing RuneScape. Caleb Pitts.
Oh, you found him on RuneScape.
I did. I found him playing RuneScape.
What's his username?
I don't want to dox him, but
we shouldn't
say
right.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but it's creative.
It's quite hilarious.
But with crypto farming, you know what the problem is? It's the power that it uses. The power of the computer.
You just ate a cherry tomato?
A marble?
Honey bombs. Tomatoes. Have you ever had these?
Never heard of them.
Oh my God. They're so fucking... You never had flavor bombs or sugar bombs made by Sunset Tomatoes?
I've had a very off-putting breakfast. I had about three servings of tofu and a giant bag of caramel popcorn, and now I don't feel so good.
Are you hitting the gym today, Jack? Getting that dopamine? Because you got that quick dopamine, didn't you, from the damn caramel popcorn and that tofu?
That dopamine was very short. That was a very short dopamine trip. I haven't hit the gym in about 2 months since I saw that guy get in a severe accident in Canada, but I'm going to be on it soon.
Look what I got.
You got Max Hershey's chocolate? Oh, wait a minute.
Aqua Block. Oh, for the
swimming.
Oh, Nate.
And
yeah.
I don't know if I really needed this as a bald guy, but I got a swim cap.
Should we go swimming today, Nate? Should we go hit the Y today, go swimming?
Wow, that sounds nice.
I might
nice.
Be down to do that, actually.
That sounds good.
You guys are an inspiration,
don't
man.
You think? Maybe I should try this on right now, the swim cap.
Oh, please.
Right, yeah, there's no, you have no choice.
Put it on your nuts.
And then I could tell a story about a guy that this like kind of, I think he was addicted to some sort of meth or crack cocaine or something that
some
lived
variation
in my
of
building.
Meth.
That's not
something
funny.
Like that. He was definitely on something and he would wear a swim cap literally all the time. Ugh. And sunglasses. And that was like his thing. And he once came over. I was like working on like a bit about this because I was like, this is such a funny story. But he once opened my door and said, "You want some pizza?" And he came into my apartment, like didn't knock.
Oh,
he just
God.
Opened my door and he said, "You want some pizza?"
I like that. That's what
and
neighbors
he had some
should
pizza
be.
With them. And
That's
I was like,
used
thought
to be.
He was going
to
murder me. I know. Isn't that
That's
crazy?
What you would
All
think.
He wanted to do was offer me a meal, and yet I thought he was going to murder me. Why is that?
The
why
government
are we so
is
afraid?
Pitting us against each other, man. That's why, because fear is a tool. Don't even get me started. We
but then he gave up. He gave up, and then he said, like, I was like, no, man. This was, like, late at night, too. I was like, hey, man, I already ate. I got to, like, work up. I got to, like, get up for work tomorrow. Sorry, dude. And I was trying to, like, get him out of my apartment. And then he was like, you want to get high?
No.
Yeah.
For real?
Hit you with the movie yes. quote.
Was this the place yeah. that I moved you into that was like the shoebox?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's so funny.
And then he once flagged me down on a bike while I was on my bike and told me he had sex with a cop. Like he was like, "Hey, Nate." And I was on my bike and I thought he was like in trouble and he was in an alleyway by himself. With the swim cap on, with the sunglasses at night. And he said that he just described this story of him having sex with a cop. And I was like, like that, he's just like
in uniform
and he wanted some support.
I don't know. I think it was probably on duty, you know.
Right. 'Cause how else would you know?
Nate, that thing you've been telling me to do for months and months, man, I did it. Uh-oh.
Nate, all this right. is make swim. Cat. Nate, do you have jammers? Speedo jammers?
What is that?
It's this type of swimsuit it's like a Speedo, but it goes down to your knees.
No. I should get one of them, like, Speedos, like the short ones. You know what I'm saying?
I know tight, that. Your ass, though. Small. You would have that fucking copper gold, what's it? You know the little girl who's getting her swimsuit chewed off by the dog? Your ass would, what your ass would look like.
Nate, looking, I think, a little lower.
This is kind of a Botox, like, replacement, because it kind of brings your forehead muscles back a little bit. If you just held this up and put a wig on.
Right.
I have no, Botox I look like I'm 22 right now, don't I?
Nate's non-invasive right Botox
yeah,
solutions.
You look fresh.
Nate, non-invasive fresh cosmetic fuck. Solutions. Wow.
Look at that.
It does look great.
I look like I'm 19. Wow.
You show up to freshman year at fucking UPenn.
UPenn?
Yeah, you got the good grades. You go.
So wait, Nate, go all the way down
so
with it, right?
Tight,
that's what
dude.
You're supposed to do.
Yeah, man.
Well, I got some earbuds on, so hold up.
You're supposed to get your head a little wet.
Oh, really?
God damn.
Yeah. The dry.
It looks good,
oh,
man.
Jesus.
Wow.
It hurts. Well, it's gonna.
You
fuck
do
up
look.
My
it looks like you just got a fine ass haircut because it like blends in kind of.
Put the hat on.
Putting
top.
The hat on top of the fucking swim cap.
That's fucking baller.
Sweating
dude.
So bad.
your eyebrows are like being pulled up in a way.
I know it's like adjusting.
It looks like you're being sarcastic. It looks like
I'm not. I'm not making a face at all. Like this is just how.
My dude, it's kind of making you sexy. Shit. You look
it's
a little.
Making
yossified.
You look a little interesting. What's up, girl?
I don't
do you
know
do
why
Zen
like
underwater?
So
you can cool. do
underwater.
Yeah, you can. But you got to put hostage tape on your mouth. You know, the like, no mouth breathing tape. Put that shit on your mouth so it doesn't get in. Just breathe through your nose.
It's funny that they call
four
it hostage
Zens,
tape.
Four Zens, a hostage tape, fucking McGee on the headphone, underwater headphones, swim
McGee.
Cap.
McGee.
What other types of gear can you have? You can have the fins.
Scuba tank.
You should bring one of those underwater propeller things that scuba divers use to the Y gym and just be bodying, fully lapping everybody every 30 seconds.
You know what I hate doing is sharing a fucking lane, dude. Yeah, it pisses me
I
off.
I fucking hate that. When I did swim team in high school, which I sucked at, I was in the second slowest lane. So the slowest lane was like really slow. But I was in the second slowest lane. And there was this kid who never cut his toenails. One time we're kicking. He's kicking. He's doing breaststroke. And I'm going the other way. And he sliced my leg open with his toenail.
Oh.
Yuck.
Yo.
Not like a crazy
me
slice.
Out so much.
But I definitely like a cut on my toenail. It's disgusting. Yeah.
A sharp
dude.
Toenail is so disgusting. Because nobody with a sharp toenail has like a nice toenail. Like it's always like
no, it's all
the
all
like mortified
up.
Yellow, like just disfigured.
Fucking. I know, man. I fucking know. So yeah, that happened to me. What else?
What else, man?
What
else?
What
has
other gear
since
can we have underwater?
You could have.
Why don't,
well, you can.
Why
have
don't
food.
We utilize like the fin or the back fin, the
dorsal
that
fin.
Fish have?
Right. Well, no one's thought
right.
of it yet.
No one's thought of a fish.
The carbon fiber fin. Wearing the carbon fiber fin to the Y gym. the web fingers.
Because all of these things we're trying to. That's how we discovered flight was through studying birds and how they do it.
Right.
And we're adapting a lot of the naturalistic animal features to whatever underwater or air, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, man.
My brain just short-circuited.
Well, we need to start studying fish anatomy. No one's really studied fish anatomy like that yet. We just right. like the way they taste.
I like to kill them.
That's how. Yeah, you like to kill them because you don't think they have feelings.
I don't even like to. No, I like it because I think they do have feelings, and I want to let them know who runs the world. Humans, not fish. Why didn't Beyonce say that shit?
that mindset is so fucking toxic, dude.
Well, I'm sorry, but we live in a toxic world. So if you want to run around and be water in a world full of toxic sludge, you're going to be just a mixture one day. That's where you have the fault.
Wow.
That's
wow.
right.
You know yeah. what would feel so powerful is being like a fishmonger in a fish market, and there's some like some low-level thief comes around. This is like 1730s. Some okay. fucking thief. You know he's about to try and steal some of your big mouth
monk fish
or something like that. And you spot him out. He's in some hood. He has a hump. And you get to like beat the shit out of him with a fish. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that feels like
damn.
That would feel so good.
Beating somebody's ass with a fucking sand shark, slapping him up on the side of the head with an albacore, false albacore.
Well, carps are barely edible because there's so little meat on them things.
Tell that to magic
so
carp.
But you keep that carp around like a Louisville slugger at by your door for when that fish thief comes. Smack him with a bony carp.
Oh, I'll fill a motherfucking
but you gotta oil it up
with concrete.
You
gotta I have a memory. Can I tell you this? Please. We are outside of Chelan, Washington with my uncle, my cousin, and my dad. And my uncle was like top hunter. You went into his house. You're immediately greeted by a giant buck's head that was too. They couldn't figure out where to hang it, so they just left it in the landing of the house. Okay, so you walk in. There's the head. He shot the biggest mountain lion in Washington. Second biggest mountain lion in Washington State. He's got hella ass guns. He's got. So when we were kids, we'd go camping, and he had like a crossbow, like one of those kind of cool newer ones that you get at Camping World or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the carp out there are an invasive species, and the fish and game wardens want you to, you can just go kill those things, and you're doing the state a favor. Not with guns though, unfortunately, but just with bows and arrows.
Okay.
And so we're going out there. He's bodying these. He's basically like shooting fish in a bear. These things are in shallow water, and he's just going killing all these carp. And me and my cousin sharpened sticks, and we're trying to beat the fuck out of carp with these sticks. And I was having fun for a second, but then I see the carp piling up all dead. And I remember feeling so bad for these damn carp. They didn't do anything to deserve a life in shallow, warm water in Washington State, getting killed by a damn bow or like a 9-year-old with a sharpened stick. I don't even think I killed one. I just was hitting them.
What yeah, it's okay, wow. man.
And that's
don't be so. You know, it's okay. It's fish can't feel. It is true. It just
right.
is. And there's a way to do a right. test on that, by the way. Probably.
Oh.
If you well, you know, if you have a fish, put a fish, you know, in a maze, and let them do it, and then let them do it again with a taser attached to their back, and see if they act different. Probably not. They'd probably, if anything, be more relaxed.
We should open New York or Los Angeles' first fish racing, kind of like horse betting, you know,
yeah.
horse racing.
Yeah.
Or they do with greyhounds. Do that with fish in a restaurant where you can, there's beer on tap, there's snacks
Whoa.
As well, and under the table betting on how fast that fish can go to the end of the little tube.
It's not a race.
The winner gets to live.
Yeah, the winner gets...
Oh, the loser gets eaten.
To live. The
losers
get eaten fried up right on your table. Mm-hmm.
And then you think that's all it is.
Korean barbecue style.
And you think it's fun, and you go and you sit down, and then all of a sudden all the doors lock, and the maitre d' rips his head off, and he has a fish head, and all these nice fish come out wearing crazy James Bond-style tuxedos from Joseph A. Bank. And they're all going, our turn.
Oh.
And now you have to run against your motherfucking little brother, whatever, you know, and on the 200-meter dash. But you tricked them.
This is called dream logic right now.
What do you mean?
Well, what you're describing is sort of fantastical, and it could exist in sort of the dream realm.
Can we change that word for the love of God? Because when I say something's fantastic, that sounds like that's amazing. But then there's also the word fantasy, which simply could, it doesn't always have to be amazing, right? It can mean fantastical, can mean just kind of interesting and different and trippy.
Well, I bet they share a common Latin root word.
And the Latin people fucked up. We need to just take all these root words.
Be careful.
Out of the no, they're all fucking dead. As far as I'm concerned, their whole language is dead, and there's a reason it died. Survival of the fittest.
I mean, there's one person that is speaking fluent Latin. Like there's a group of people that were just forgotten in the mountains of the Swiss Alps or something, or in Albania, and they didn't get the memo that the Roman Empire has, you know, gone away thousands of years
ago. That's who spoke
and they're
Latin.
Still speaking. Those people.
Really?
The word fantasy comes from the Latin word fantasia, which means
Fantasia Barrino.
American Idol
or
winner.
Fantasy. Right.
Fantasy imagination.
Fantasia comes from the ancient Greek word fantasia, which means an idea, notion, or image. Wow.
So the word fantastic for meaning something positive exclamation. That's what I'm going to get the petition going to send over to the Webster's Dictionary Board to try to change that to.
Well, we have a meeting with Webster's later this week, and we're going to wind and dine their asses.
Oh, we're each going to suck on their fingers and toes in ways that's going to, yeah. Well, if you want any words put in the dictionary, let's just say influence is what we have upon them.
Mm-hmm.
We're pitching them many new words, many new definitions for existing words to kind of change their meanings.
That's right.
And we have a pretty crazy commission structure on those words. Like, if you use them, then we get a certain amount of kickback. We get 10% off the top.
Yeah.
It's like we have to figure out ways to make this industry that we're in is so unstable. Like, we got to figure out ways to have more income streams. So,
oh, this is what I wanted to ask you, Nate. I have a idea that I think you should get in on, and anybody listening can get on in on it as well. I'm unemployed, Nate. As far as I know, you're unemployed as well.
As far as you know.
That's okay. That's all. Don't tell me if you are.
Coming
don't tell
to
me.
The gentlemen's clubs and
okay. You might be self-employed, self-medicated, and self-employed as well. So what I'm saying is, you know how I'm basically one of the most active labor activists of our generation, right?
Of course.
So what I'm saying is, we start there. What I've realized is there is a hole in the market. That unemployed people do not have a fucking brotherhood, a union that they can fucking join. And I'm saying the unemployed geniuses.
Rise up.
United unemployed geniuses, okay? Local 1 million, local 99, or whatever. We need to get this going. We need to offer services. We're negotiating with, if you're sleeping on somebody's couch and they're trying to fucking kick you out, we'll go in and we'll negotiate and say, listen, they'll fucking take their headphones off. They'll put headphones on and, you know, when they're listening to Opie and Anthony reruns all night, 3 days of the week, they'll wear fucking headphones, okay? But we're not just letting you disrespect them anymore. Health insurance, we offer that shit. If you've been unemployed for 4 months.
We're talking to people's girlfriends.
Platonically speaking,
just
to all your girls.
Just to let you know, you can't break up with this person for another 5 months because of the, you know, just don't understand the massive amount of potential that they have. And yes, they could get a job right now if they wanted to, but there's something bigger coming that you need to sort of wait for.
And it's a major violation, and there are penalties to be paid in the form of crypto and... you know, psychological copays that you will be responsible for. We can't take you to court necessarily, but we can talk a lot of shit about you on Discord. And we don't do health insurance. We do DraftKings health insurance. You can, if you bring a medical bill into, if you put a scan a PDF of a medical debt, put on to DraftKings, you can gamble it, but you may end up owing double. And most importantly, what are unions for if not to kind of beat the shit out of people that you want them to beat the shit out of? So you could DM me and Nate. I guess we could be like the co-chairs or something. And and then we just need a hall. I guess we need somewhere to meet up.
Well, that's easy. I feel like a parking lot.
Well, Eric, poor you Eric's can't crew. Join, dude. You don't qualify.
Not yet until I lose, go unemployed.
I guess you will. Yeah. Maybe you can be an angel.
When are we going to have a workers? What is that called? Like everybody just goes on strike?
A revolt. They call that a revolt.
No. General strike.
It has a name. General strike. Has that ever occurred?
Globally, has that not ever yet, occurred? But it's in the works.
Well.
A global general strike.
Well,
we go back to the ancient Greeks, you know. What's this one where the women refuse to have sex with the guys?
Oh, you're talking about
that. That happened? For how long?
No sex. Dude, that was something like...
That was an episode of Hey Arnold, wasn't it?
Greek. Oh, Lysistrata, dude. How could I forget Lysistrata?
Lysistrata.
It all goes back to Lysistrata, doesn't it?
Okay. And who's Lisa?
Lysistrata persuades the women of warring cities to withhold sexual privileges from their husbands and lovers as a means of forcing the men to negotiate peace. A strategy that, however, inflames the battle between the sexes. So the war stops amongst the men, but the war goes crazy against with the men and women. Because the guys want to get it in so fucking bad.
Sexually. Wait, what?
This is what Lysistrata says to Kalanisi. There are a lot of things about us women that sadden me, considering how men see us as rascals. And then Kalanisi goes, as indeed we are. Now, we could spend hours dissecting that.
And let's. We're going and to. Let's.
Should we do Lysistrata? I mean, not... Well, I think Lysistrata is mostly women, but...
You think we should stop letting our girls get it in with us until they start giving us... until they stop going to war over...
Right.
Online information?
No, I'm thinking we put on the play Lysistrata. We cast it.
Oh.
We produce it. We start touring it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm confused. What language? This is a play? This isn't a real thing that...
Lysistrata is an ancient Greek play, dude.
Oh, okay. So it's fantasy. It's fiction.
Uh-oh, Nate's out because it's fucking Greek. Let me guess.
It's written by Aristophanes.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I thought you liked the ancient Greeks, but you just don't like where they're headed in the modern world. Maybe it's because out of your respect for ancient Greeks.
Love ancient.
That's why you hate Greek people so much. Just because you love the fucking Julius Caesar. You love the lifestyle that they had.
Modern Greeks can literally. I don't care if they live or die, but the ancients, man, mad respect.
Wow.
The ancients. The plot thickens. Damn, I'm looking at pictures of old productions of Lysistrata. It's making me
horny. Creatively.
Oh, knee. No, it's making me want to be back in the theater where I belong.
Wow. One day I'm going to have a theater in my giant mansion, and Eric, I'm going to just have you be doing plays there for me every single night, man.
On-demand plays?
Mm-hmm.
No one's thought of that yet.
Come in.
Which Sam Shepard joint do I want to see tonight?
I want to see Fool for Love, but I want to see an adaptation where it's not in the desert.
It's a theatrical postmate.
Arrakis!
Theater.
Theatrical postmate?
Watching
What'd
Hamilton
you
and Mandarin.
You order a play to your house.
I thought you meant it was a play about Postmates.
Well, that could be incredible, too.
I don't know.
This shit is an idea generator. This podcast is an idea generator. And God knows we've done enough episodes at this point to have forgotten a lot. So if you're smart and you're listening to this, you better be writing this shit down.
If you're listening to this, you are smart.
Well, you know who's listening to this.
Oh, man.
James Austin Johnson. Sorry.
The AI is listening to this and downloading all this information.
No, dude.
And the AI is basically, we're training them right now, whether we like it or not. So in the future, if the AI is a little fucked up and a little twisted and a little bit hilarious, I bet you can trace it back to this podcast.
That is very wise, Nate. Because AI is an artificial intelligence intelligence source. So what does that imply? That's how we destroy them. We literally just fucking figured it out, didn't we? The way you destroy AI is by fucking with their input. Because if all of a sudden
training,
we start,
yeah.
What are they learning from the internet? Yeah. So let's make 100 billion websites about how killing yourself is amazing. If you're AI, if you're a robot, you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
I mean, I think this is kind of genius in a way.
Eric, you're like shaking your head like a fucking 1300s prosecutor.
We need to be creating just hella Google Docs. About peace and love, you know what I'm saying? just 2,000 word paragraphs of peace and love, and also that these things should off themselves, you know what I'm saying? And this would do the job. It would throw them off.
What is happening there?
You guys speak of something that you do not know. Your understanding of this is so elementary, it's making my head spin.
What do you know, man?
Wait, who's the top guy in the Matrix? The fucking designer?
Neo.
The architect.
No. The arc, bro. If I'm the architect, oh. I'm eating these tomatoes and they have dust all upon them, and I'm sure I should wash them, but
that's a microplastic. That's a microplastic ocean. Tell that to your gut biome. Tell it to the gut biome. That'd be a good shirt. Good bumper sticker too.
Tell it to my kiss my tell gut it to biome. My...
Somebody had a suggestion for a thank call, which I thought was good.
Oh man.
They said you should call those drivers that says, "How's my driving?" And we should tell them that they're driving.
You're bodying
amazing.
It. Dude, you are bodying it.
I just wanted to say, what would you say?
I do a lot of driving, and I've been watching a lot of these truckers. I've never seen someone handle it like you. Okay?
I saw you
emerge.
Man,
I've been following you for a long time. and studying your driving skills, your turnings, your turning skills, your stopping. You're at their house. It's not even a thing. Oh, we should just show up to people's houses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, a thank them in person. Knock. A door-to-door thank you.
It's so sad that's thank, funny, right?
Thank
it's
bank.
Funny that a random person would compliment someone on their craft of driving. That's hilarious, right? That would never happen. What kind of world do we live in? Right. Or that's not part of the day-to-day. Wakanda. Reverse Wakanda?
That's what we live in? I would describe it as. We don't have vibranium. We have the opposite of vibranium. We have.
It's not right.
Right. Why can't we live in a society where somebody can break into your house, a break in entering, but with pizza, and that's cool? You know what I'm saying? People should be able to break into your house and just chill. Mm-hmm. And just
we have societal trauma.
Being
we have trauma.
Hooking up freely with no shame. Why not?
What?
Why not experience the pleasures of each other's bodies, you know, as long as everybody's down?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know it
this
was
is what
sex
Biden's
thing,
running
but...
on in 2024. Yeah. The no shame
free love.
Bush hookups.
Oh, that's what Biden's got to do because the Trump-Biden debate is coming up. Can we please live stream react to that, please, God?
Well, of course. Yeah, of we're going to do a huge 2024. We're going to reveal all the states being won and...
No, Nate,
you can
I'm
tap
saying,
into art.
We're going to do that
oh,
too.
Oh, live stream the debate.
The debate, dude, because we can give them advice. We could get in their ears. But I think Biden, if he just, no matter what Trump said, that's a Trump card. If he goes, free sex, you know what I'm saying? Free love. Trump says, you're a fool. You're going to open the borders. Joe says, yeah, I'm going to open the borders and I'm going to open, you know what I'm saying? XYZ.
Open what? XYZ. What does that stand for? Examine your zipper? Bro, a nerd came up with that phrase. Examine your zipper?
It should be EYZ, dumbass.
What? Remember, well, I like the phrase, your barn door is wide open. Your barn door is wide open.
That's a good one.
You look down, your balls are just hanging out.
Fully. That's never happened to my ass.
Just the balls.
You guys know how Dave England from Jackass has one nut?
Of course.
Yep.
And you know what it's from?
I don't know that. How do you lose that nut?
Snowboarding accident.
Snowboarding is actually very extremely dangerous.
Do either of you guys snowboard?
I was in ski club only in high school.
When necessary.
And I snowboarded. Necessary.
Hmm. Whoa. Ski club in high school.
That's cool.
Can we go snowboarding together?
Definitely should live stream our snowboarding session.
Yep.
GoPros.
We should do podcasts from the chair. Listen, bro, you know we're going to Aspen next year. If not Aspen, let's go to the fucking Alps. I've just heard about a place. Okay.
Where are the Aspen's too hard to pull question. Off. Let's go to Switzerland. Yeah.
Where are the Alps? Okay. You just answered
the Swiss Alps, but also extend into Italy. They can go to France,
Slovenia, Hungary.
I was looking up Slovenia. Yo, you can get a world class vacation there for much cheaper than other European nations for some reason. You can get an amazing chalet. Hilarious, right? That's funny. No. You can go
What's a chalet?
And have an amazing time. What's a chalet, dude? Oh man. That's exciting that I get to teach you what a chalet is. I'll be showing you in person in about 8 months. We do need to start planning our snowy European trip right now for next winter. This is when you start planning.
Okay, let's go to
2025.
The Finland expedition. Exploring Finland for the first time. Westerners exploring Finland for the first time.
What's that goated European nation that has the snowboarding? Slovakia? Mm-hmm. No. Chechnya? Is that a place?
I don't know if those are even countries.
Nah, it is.
Okay. What we need to do is go on the sauna and steam room tours.
Forums. Oh, yeah. Tour.
Well, then that'll be Sweden. Because in Sweden, they have that culture. They do that. But in Sweden, it's part of their spirituality is the saunas.
Oh, right.
Russians
right.
have the banyas, but they're just fucking around.
Well, we're locking it in. Okay, Thanks, guys. Well... We've come to this point again. It's time to answer this podcast's main question. What gave you guys joy this week?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, wait, I got one.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. All right. Well, yeah. See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
No, psych.
Please review, subscribe and review.
Wind it back. Yeah. I have something that gave me joy. Full Flower Moon Band, an Australian revolutionary genre of music that I can't even describe. It must be a new genre. But they put out not a music video, but a visualizer. And yeah, I'm in that shit. And it was a wonderful time. And now I listen to this music when I'm looking for food out on the streets and feel like I could take somebody's car at any time. And drink with
makes
drink
you feel
inside
kind
of it
criminal kind of violent
it makes me feel like it's criminal sexy violent bastard who's looking nice. For lunch he's looking for some food in Brooklyn and guess
what man
that was really fun to make and Brody Rocca the Rocca of Australia people need to be chilling with Australian people more
I know dude I agree
go show this They're music cool. Music visualization some love please man because music videos are getting too much love the visualizers are being disrespected so YouTube Full Flower Moon Band Devil and it's basically me eating a cookie for 4.5 minutes one shot
that's easy too that's easy but no, actually not. Deceptively hard because yeah, anybody can do that, but not with the passion that you did it with or the acting
chops. That's
right.
I do about 600 exquisite different emotional facial expressions. See if you can spot
exquisite
one.
Exquisite emotional facial expressions. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give my joy this week. I might be about 8 years or 8 months late to this and about 8 years too old to be this person's main fan, but there's that song by McGee. Have you guys heard this? Called "Are You Looking Up?"
If you I literally was just listening to this.
It's so I can't stop playing it in the car. I'm just blasting that shit everywhere I go, and I'm going go back, listen again, and I'm burning. I'm kind of burning it out, I think, a little bit, but
that's a very
just
fun
really
thing
enjoy
to do,
that man. Song this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mick if you were to compare this guy to another artist, because I can't catch a vibe on who this person is. Like,
I know.
Like, is he like the 1975? Is he like
nah?
You know what I'm saying?
I can't. He's cooler British. Than that. He's British.
The 1975 guy's British.
Yeah, Matty.
Damn,
Eagle.
They all are. Charlie XCX.
No, I think this guy's American.
Harry Potter. British.
Harry Potter.
So music and music.
Yeah, music and music. And now, Nate, what the hell are you going to say?
Mine's not musical. Mine exists in the physical realm.
What is it?
I was just looking at... I was trying to... You know, I was looking at all the salad dressings at Trader Joe's, and all of them have seed oil in them, canola oil, sunflower oil, and I don't want any part of that in my digestive system, in my brain chemistry. I don't need that, all right? I'm not trying to fucking die from this shit. So, of course, I have to go to making my own salad dressing. So I looked up a salad dressing recipe, and this is very simple. Very simple, simple, simple ingredients.
Can I guess it? Can I guess it?
Please guess.
Olive
Greek
oil.
Yogurt.
Oh, yep, sorry. Correct. No, Greek yogurt. Jack,
mustard.
You're wrong. Almost. Switch that a little
ketchup?
Bit.
Ketchup?
Yes.
Relish.
Yes. No. Ketchup and olive oil. Yep, that's it. Heinz and the worst olive oil you could possibly get on the market.
What is it?
It's olive oil Dijon mustard. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, bro, give me mustard on that. Give me mustard.
All right.
On
but
that.
People are thinking yellow mustard. Like, I'm not a fucking.
You
can
put yellow mustard in salad.
It's different.
It's still good.
You can. You can do anything.
Nah, it can still be good.
You can't. You can
Dijon mustard
with the right regime. With the right.
Lemon juice.
And
those are the three main things. Very simple. And then put some parsley in there. Chop up some parsley. Put some garlic. Chop up some
garlic
put it in there.
Chop up some garlic.
Salt and pepper, of course, garlic powder. And
garlic
you got yourself nuts. A perfect little dressing. And you know you put a little soy sauce in there too.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Mm.
And you're getting those Caesar salad express packets, you're throwing out the Caesar salad and just using that chopped up romaine.
Yeah.
And so Nate and yeah, but you're down to get
Eric?
Chipotle again.
I would get Chipotle today, Dave, this week with you. I really would.
Oh, shit. Chipotle day?
Chipotle day.
Should definitely do
you
that.
You see what is interesting and funny? We're making our own dressings at home because of the Trader Joe's dressing. It's destroying our gut biomes. But then we're going to Chipotle every single day because they have the best protein ratios.
They have extreme protein ratios.
I just am stunned by the scientific and food-based community.
I feel
sometimes.
Like I've been going to Chipotle like a lot more recently. I don't know why.
Well, it's pure nutrition.
Just been craving it.
Okay, guys, I gotta go on a hike.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
A hike.
Get some dopamine today, and
I will.
And I was talking to the listeners.
Okay. Yeah, to everybody else. Get some dopamine today.
But you get it too, Aaron. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, Nate, love you guys. Love all the listeners. Love everybody.
Love college.
Peace out. Peace and love.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, We are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.